This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Pella Feed Service, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Midwest One Bank, Country Acres Landscaping, Van Haften Racing, Dave's Wholesale Furniture, and Hubes Garage. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One Marion County man served in two Gulf Wars and continues to serve as a commander of a VFW post. In the third part of a five-part program on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Patrick Stark from Pella. So, Patrick, where and when did you serve?
Well, Bob, I served in the Army National Guard in Iowa, and I joined that in 1981, and prior to that I registered for the draft like all of us did, and in 1969 my number happened to be high enough where I was never called, and so I finished up. I was at the University of Iowa and I finished up and went to work, and then I thought, well, if I'm going to join, I better do it now before age gets the best of me. And so I joined then. I was in the 209th Medical Company in Iowa City. I was a medic and enjoyed it. I had been a member of the Civil Air Patrol, joined a little bit earlier than that. At that time, the aircraft that the Army and Air Force were using for search and rescue were phased out, and they went to the Civil Air Patrol, and so I flew one of them and had the flying experiences with that, so the two seemed to go along pretty well together. And then along came the first Gulf War in 1990, and our unit went over there at that time. So we served in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Iraq, and we were over there about 5 months at that time.
What was that like?
It was Middle East, hot, dusty, miserable, turmoil, about the same as it is today. And then I did stay in the battalion, enjoyed it, and I was getting ready to retire out. And then we were called up for the 2003 Iraq War, and so we went again. This time it was in the battalion, and this time my job was the battalion S2, which is intel and charts and weather and enemy activity and that kind of thing.
In 2003, you weren't a kid anymore.
Nope, I was ready to get out, and I was ready to call it good, but the retirements were postponed.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Carter Construction, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Scurrying and Utermarkt, Great Western Bank, DeHeisen Carpentry, and Don's Heating and Cooling. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, VFW of Knoxville, Carriker's Auto Outlet, DQ Grill and Chill, Marion County Auto Body, Cushman Excavation, McCall Monument, and Main Street Market.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark. Why did you decide to serve?
something I thought that it would be good to do. And I thought about doing it after high school, and then I, like every young person, what do I do? Figure, well, I'll start college and see what I can do. And so went through that and finished it, and then it seemed like the Guard was a way where you could serve and fulfill that.
Did your service change you any?
Oh, I'm sure it probably did, Bob. I think everybody changes when you go and experience all that and see what happened and then come back again. It gives you a better appreciation for what we have back here at home.
Was the transition back tough or pretty seamless?
Well, for me, it went pretty well. I didn't seem to have much trouble. Some did, of course, and it seems like many now do experience trouble.
Do you think that it's because attitudes have changed? I mean, you hear back to World War II, and you don't hear about a lot of... I mean, of course, some guys had trouble, but you don't hear a lot about it from back then. And is it increasing awareness, or is it just a change in society, a recognition of the problem? What do you think's happened?
Well, everybody's kind of wondering about that on why it is now more so than before. I've had an opportunity to listen to a World War II veteran by the name of Jerry Yellen from Fairfield, Iowa. And he was a fighter pilot on Iwo Jima right at the end of the war when it ended with Japan. And I've met him, and he has talked, and he takes the position that back at that time in 1945, we were a we generation. It wasn't me, it was we. And over the years, it seems we're maybe that has shifted from we to me and a focus on yourself. So I think the group support and the group identity helps keep all that trouble at bay.
So change in society has at least something to do with it?
Oh, probably. It seems to be the world isn't getting any less friendly or cordial. It seems to be getting more hostile.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by the Chiropractic Hut in Pleasantville and Melcher, Dallas, Plum Supply, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Golay Heating and Cooling, Newton Village, Knoxville Recreation Center, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dowie Pest Control, Thomas Highway 5 Auto, Deaver Insurance, Pella Precast Products, Carson Construction, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Perk Cup, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark. Do you pay attention to the news from the Middle East today and our foreign policy, you know, since you went in and to now?
Yes, I do. Watch it pretty closely.
What do you think about it?
Well, about 2 years ago, it's almost 2 years ago to date, it was in June of 2014, the group now that call themselves ISIS crossed the border from Syria into Iraq, and they seem to just waltz across the border fancy-free, which is a clear invasion of another country. And we knew, we meaning the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, everybody on down, that they were up to no good, but they came across and did what they did and gained momentum. And that really irritated me when that happened and why we let that happen. And there's a lot of political things about that. But it's worse today. If we would have stopped them when they first came across, we would have slowed them down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you think we should be doing with our foreign policy?
I wish I had the good answer for that. Be strong, have a strong defense, be steady, don't be too imperialistic, be tolerant like we have been. And we have to be very careful now about letting people in and their backgrounds and that kind of thing.
It seems that there are always unintended consequences of every time we step in overseas, or almost every time.
It seems so. After every one, there are things that happen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Knoxville Manufacturing, HCI Hospice Care Services, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Historical Society and Museums, Houston's on Main, J&L Lawn Care, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Westridge Specialty Care, Knoxville Lions Club's Community Avenue of Flags, and Prudential First of Pella Realty.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark. You've risen to a leadership position here at home with the VFW.
Correct.
What does the VFW do?
Well, VFW stands for Veterans of Foreign Wars. And we have members that go back to World War II. We've had a very few modern, current-day veterans join us. And we are a group. We're in it for the camaraderie of it, and we serve the community. We're involved in all the patriotic kinds of things and the military rites at funerals for veterans, youth essays, trying to help the youth be guided, that kind of thing. We work pretty closely here with the American Legion. We have the same mission as Legion.
And you're post 5242.
Correct.
And how often do you meet?
We meet once a month, Bob, at the Memorial Building, Tuesdays and evenings at 7:30 p.m. We had a meeting last night. This post here is quite small. We have 34 members currently. We just had one member join who is a Vietnam veteran, and he joined for life. And he's been out for over 40 years and decided to get in it, which we're more than happy to have him. Originally, the Howard D. Versteeg post here in town had 60 members in it when it was chartered in 1946. And over the years, it's gone down to what it is today due to the demographics of it.
So about half.
Pretty close.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you were talking to a new, let's say a young person just back from overseas, what would you tell them about the benefits to belonging?
I'd tell them that there's a camaraderie to it that you don't find elsewhere. We have the common experiences of doing what we did. There's a feeling of a belonging to a group and an identity group. It's a way to serve and that kind of thing. Everyone's time is valuable, and I think a good number of veterans don't want to give up their time that they have, but our experience has been that it's been worthwhile. It's a good thing to do.
And how about a young person thinking about joining the military? Do you have any advice for them?
Oh, I haven't given too much thought to that. I guess like before, there's once you do that, you make a commitment. There's a lot of benefit to it, but there's a lot of doing it for the team, and it's not going to be all about you. And if you are willing to to work hard and apply yourself, there's a good benefit to it.
So let's go back to, I think, 1981, you said. Let's go back to 1981. And if you had to do it all over again, would you?
Yeah, I would have done it. If my number would have came up in 1969 for 1970, it would have gone then. But my number was low, and I didn't have to go at that time.
But you chose to.
Then I chose later.
Anything else you want to say? Or?
Well, I appreciate you having me on here, Dr. Bob, and hopefully some of the veterans listening in, if they hear this, they're welcome to join us, the VFW and the Legion. We meet at the Memorial Building here in town. And I'd like to say the public has been very, very appreciative, it seems, of what we've done. We were out with poppies here just before Memorial Day, and so many people thanked us for what we've done in our service. So there seems to be a sincere amount of gratitude shown.
Thanks to Patrick Stark for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.